That's the sound of the horn.
That's the sound of the horn. Merry Clipsmas, little boy.
Oh, I like that.
It's me, Santa Claus.
Merry Chris Wildmas.
Well, the Kawhi Leonard's nickname is The Claw, and I'm Santa Claw.
And I'm Hank Ditmas.
Your Hanksgiving and your holiday is in the rear view.
No, I'm Henry Ditmas.
Get over it.
Oh!
It's my holiday.
Stop being Santa Claus.
I'm not Santa Claus. I'm the Santa Claw, or Santa the Claw. I can't remember.
This is weird.
Well, what's weird is you being on the naughty list, Hank.
Hello, three fans who are still listening.
Oh, really? So everyone just, they hear Santa.
They tuned out.
They just, oh,
they
enough,
tuned out.
Enough.
They were here for 20 seconds of Kris Kringle, but not 25.
Kris Kawild Kringle.
Hey! The best.
That, a long time ago, was the sound of the horn. I'm Kris Kringle Kawild. With me, as always, is Burbank.
Thanksgiving Hank. Dittman.
Burbank Hanksgiving. Merry Clipsmas, everybody.
Clippers fans, Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah, Clippers.
What a wonderful Christmas present that we get Clippers versus Lakers as our Christmas Day treat.
Battle LA, and we have owned the Lakers, excuse me, the L word, in the past 7 years. We have owned them. I think it's now like we're 24-5 or something crazy in the past 29 games. And then, of course, famously, on opening night, we crushed them. We destroyed them. We broke their will without Paul George.
Without Paul George.
Here we
go. Now, a lot of people like to say.
We've got everybody.
I don't want to jump the gun. A lot of people like to say, oh, well, LeBron was not in regular season shape.
Oh, stop.
We literally were missing one full superstar.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. One Christmas superstar, if you will.
Yeah.
But we're not missing him on Christmas Day, which I think it's the final game. I'll be with my family in New Jersey. Forget about it. But I'm going to watch the games on Channel 7 over there.
You're there right now.
WABC.
How are we doing this?
It's KABC, okay? But it's a nationally televised
game. I was very happy
Channel
to jump
7.
On a plane and fly to New Jersey.
Please
just
don't.
To podcast.
Please don't.
And then come right back to Los Angeles to be with my family.
This is the Clippers L-Word Christmas special preview. A lot of show, including a very special holiday Pat Flicks and Chill.
I love him. You know what I really enjoyed? He came out hot shooting back-to-back threes versus the Rockets last week. Enjoyed it.
Absolutely. And he
enjoyed
actually,
it. And, Farb- and
he
Farbad,
actually mentions about those back-to-back splash
Our man
splash
Farbad
threes.
Brought up a really good point. A lot of people were really hating on the Pat Patterson pickup.
They're insane. Pat
the best,
Patterson's
the
awesome.
Best pickup you could possibly, the best take you could possibly have about Pat Patterson was that he played with Paul George. But the truth is, he's really good for back-to-back threes in multiple games.
The thing that impresses me the most is that he's always ready to go. He reminds me of Jamal Crawford, not in his ability to score at will, but in his ability to never get too high, never get too low. He's so even-keeled. And I ask him about that, and that's coming later. We also have some very special Clipper Clipsmas wishes from some very great Clipper celebrities. No spoilers, although I will talk to you that Rondell Sheridan is on the show. He was on some Disney thing. That's O'Raven? He was the dad?
Yes.
Right?
That's O'Raven. He's a longtime Clippers fan.
Speaking of spoilers, there's another spoiler. I think longer than us.
Here's another Star Wars spoiler.
Don't you dare. I haven't seen it yet.
Darth Vader is Luke's father.
No! To quote Luke in Empire Strikes Back, I believe.
I am your father.
No!
That's a spoiler, Clippers
I'm
fans.
I'm going tomorrow. I'm going the day after Christmas. Excuse me, the day after Clipsmas. Now, what I do like is in the NBA, they give all the guys the day off on Clipsmas Eve.
Uh-huh.
Nobody has to play. And then
nobody gets to play.
Nobody wants to play.
They might want to. Montrezl Harrell wants to play.
Last week on the show, we had the Dirty Sports Clipcast with the great Joe Prano. On his show, he calls Christmas Day the unofficial NBA season debut. The season
premiere. Oh, I agree
with
that. I like
because
that.
Because for the casual fan.
Hot take.
Paul George himself said, other than playoffs and the finals, which is the playoffs, the biggest day for the NBA is Christmas.
It leads you right into the All-Star.
I actually took Joe Prano back when we had season tickets before we were clip casting together, and now we have media passes, and we sit where we want. If we want to sit on the bench, we do.
No,
if
we
want to
sit. That's not true, Clippers fans.
It's absolutely true. I once said, "You know what, Billy Crystal? I'm going to sit on your lap."
That's a lie.
And he said, "You feel unmarvelous." That's what he said.
Unmarvelous.
You look terrible. That's what he said. And I was like, "Well, I'm not going to sit on your lap then." You know what was kind of crazy? And this is like a weird Clipper thing that happened to me. A couple of days ago, unfortunately, the Houston Rockets came in and beat us, making us 14-2 at Staples Center, which, by the way,
Lou Williams,
means
man.
We're the best team in Los Angeles.
What were you doing, Lou?
6 points, and then he gets tossed.
In the moment it happened, we turned to each
That's
other and said,
"That's a bunch of coal in our stockings."
Oh, he knows that he's not shooting well.
Yep.
He's going to do this to rile us up.
And
frankly,
it works.
There were plenty of times down the stretch that a three would have really saved us. Like, it really would have.
Absolutely. And also, Westbrook went to the line to shoot 5, which was insane. He made 4 out of 5.
It's hard
and we
to
could
look,
have
look,
used
we don't play NBA basketball.
Those -4 points.
Right? We don't play NBA basketball. But
no,
certainly we've gotten hot with our wives or our kids or our lives.
Excuse me?
We've gotten hot, right? We've gotten like mad. When I say
hot,
I mean we've gotten mad.
It's a family show. I don't want to
we've
hear about you getting
mad
hot
before.
With your wife. Okay,
but
yes.
When a player gets that hot.
Dude, calm down.
Where
bro.
You're like, your coach
Doc Rivers.
And your teammates are telling you to stop and you keep screaming and reaching for the ref and you get thrown out. It's hard to imagine why they can't just take a breath. But we're not NBA players. So what
no,
do we know, fans?
What
do we know,
know,
fans?
We know a lot about Clippers basketball. We've been here
but we've never
for
played
two
it.
Decades. We've been to the majority of home games for the past 2 decades. We've seen a lot of Christmas games. Joe Prano went with me many Christmases ago when we beat the Warriors, and then that was like the last time we beat the Warriors in like 4 years or something crazy. We've seen a lot of great Clippers Christmas games. This is not a home game, so we will not be there. We will be with our loving families.
We'll be in our homes.
I would rather be at our home.
So would I.
In Englewood.
Don't tell my wife. She doesn't listen to the show, so we're fine.
My wife has listened to the show once. Because I made her.
Did you say stupid?
Stupid. 2024. Let's do a 2024 Inglewood prediction. I guarantee you it's a Clippers Christmas home game in Inglewood 2024.
Sure.
For the celebratory opening season of the Clippers Arena of Inglewood.
Yes.
Apparently, they're leaning away from Ballmer Sports Access Center.
Oh, they don't want the ball sack?
They don't want it to be the Ballmer
Everybody loves ball
Sports
sack.
Arena Complex. Even LA Times just talked about the sports arena complex a week ago, and they literally called it the arena complex. I'm like, you guys are halfway there.
We're halfway there. I saw your tweet.
Put the Ballmer Sports in front of it, and you've got the ball sack.
You got to put the ball right in front of the sack.
All right, so.
So you had Prano on.
We had Prano on, and last year on the Dirty Sports NBA preview for Christmas, I actually called accurately Toronto Raptors will beat the Golden State Warriors in the finals. Nailed it. So Hank Dittman, Hank Stradamus.
Yes.
Look in your crystal ball sack, if you will, and predict the finals of 2020.
Milo, why would you do that to me without any sort of prep?
I can do mine first while
you go ahead.
Scramble.
You go ahead.
Like so many Christmas eggs.
Oh, wait, I think I know what it is.
Making your Christmas hash
you go
omelet
ahead.
And
you go ahead. You
fritters.
Go ahead. Go ahead, smart guy.
And your home fries.
Stop talking about my breakfast.
Yeah.
And you go ahead.
All right. I'm going to say my prediction right after we hear from Rondell Sheridan.
Mm. Hi, it's Rondell Sheridan. Just want to say Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa. If you worship a goat, that's fine. Long as you got ribs with you and the Clippers. That's really all that matters.
So if you worship a goat, you're talking about Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, I worship the goat. Yes, that even sounds weird. That's, as long as there's ribs, though. I need ribs. I'm a black man. I need ribs. That's all I'm saying.
That's so Raven, Dad. Other things.
He's so Clippers.
He's all Clippers.
I love him.
I went to some Clippers event that he hosted. It was at, like, some golf country club. It was the Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan, Chris Paul years, and it was some charity golf event, and Rondell Sheridan hosted, and I was like, man, I would love this gig. I would crush this gig.
Yeah.
Anyway, he did good.
It's fun to host. We're good hosts. Remember we hosted our buddy Shiloh's wedding as a two-hander?
Oh, a two-hander?
And we didn't know anybody, but we just basically would find out who was next.
Didn't the bride call you Harry?
Yeah, she called me Harry.
She's like, Chip, Harry, you guys were the best.
To be fair, she also spent the entire vows that Shiloh was giving her looking around the room. She was not great.
And they were divorced less than a year later.
I think maybe annulled.
What? Regardless.
Regardless. We love Shiloh.
2020. Finals. Okay? I'm going to make a lot of predictions right now. I'm just going to
unleash.
Okay, I'm
ready. I'm here for it.
My crazy, absolutely wild prediction that no one will see coming. Clippers beat the Nets, and Kevin Durant is back. I've made this prediction before, and you hated it then.
I really did.
That's my wild prediction. Clippers beat the Nets in the finals. Uh-huh. Kevin Durant comes back for the playoffs, shocks the world, and they make a run. My safer prediction, everyone thinks it's going to be Milwaukee Clippers. Everyone.
I know.
It's too safe.
That would have been my pick, and it's I was too, scared to make safe. It because it seems very obvious.
It's too safe.
I know, but I'm a chalk guy.
Are you gonna make your prediction Bucks Clippers?
That would be my if I had to bet money.
Right.
That would be my bet.
Sure.
My
I don't think that
my fun pick.
Yeah.
Would be that the Celtics come around.
Okay.
Because I don't think that the Sixers will ever pull it together.
Okay.
I think that they're a wash. I think the Celtics are all talk, and at the end of the day, every basketball analyst has said they are missing fundamentals, and it's the truth. And I don't think the Sixers do it. So if I had to make my obvious pick, it's Bucks-Clippers.
Clippers. Your wild pick.
My
your Chris wild pick.
First of all, my non-homer pick is that the winner of the Western Conference, which could be the Lakers and the Clippers, plays them.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think that's a challenging pickup.
Yeah,
it's challenging.
Yeah, yeah. So
because Anthony Davis is on fire, although we're deeper. We'll get to that. Yeah. We're going to get to our Lakers call.
Sure.
But my backup would actually be the Celtics. I don't think the Sixers are anything.
I do not think in 2020.
And I don't buy Toronto.
Because I still remember 2006. I just don't think that the Battle LA Western Conference Finals happens in 2020. I think it does happen eventually. I don't think it happens in 2020.
You know what makes me say you're right?
I think the L word are going to sweep through round one.
Yeah.
And everyone in Lakerland is going to cluck around like proud peacocks.
Caw-caw-caw-caw.
And they are going to lose in round two to Dallas.
Well,
that is what's going to happen.
Here's what I will say. I don't know who.
And you can say Chris Wilde said it here. Chris Kringle to Wilde.
I'm not as big to make big, bold predictions as you are. Although I did say that if Jamichael Green played, we'd go 5-1. And did we go 5-1?
No. You said if Jamichael Green doesn't play, we go 4-2. And we did go 4-2 because Jamichael Green didn't play.
Well, he did play, but he played like 3 minutes.
Oh, stop. He played like 2 games.
So I was wrong.
No, you were right. Jamichael Green, he didn't play, Hank.
Yeah, he did play. He played minutes.
He played barely, like 2 games.
So I was wrong.
I'm telling you, you're right.
I don't need to be right. I'm not trying to be right.
Oh, my God. Don't make me sing Billy Joel to you. You may be right, but I think you're crazy.
I just saw a black cat running through the Vivid Seat Studios.
No, the Vivid Seat Studios. I just saw the same cat. Unless there was a second cat, he was not a black cat.
Okay, good.
He was not a black cat.
So we're not jinxed.
No,
so not jinx. I don't know the answer. I think that it's tricky, but I think that ultimately it's going to be really hard to keep the Bucks out.
Yes, they're clearly the best team in the NBA.
Here's what
they're
I was going.
Clearly
here's,
the best team.
Here's
in the
where
NBA
I was
right
going
now.
With that. Everybody really wanted Dodgers Yankees to happen,
but it didn't.
And it didn't happen.
No, it didn't.
And now, given hindsight,
because
I'm not a baseball fan, I will tell you,
yeah,
that I couldn't tell you in the couple of years where it looked like it could happen. Who got further along?
Right.
The point was it didn't
happen. The Dodgers
happen.
Did, but yeah.
So what I don't know is,
yeah.
Again, I'm not a baseball fan, so no disrespect to Dodgers fans. When I go to baseball fans, I root for the Dodgers.
So like, let's take a baseball.
But I'm not a baseball fan.
Let's take a baseball
But
analogy.
I will tell you, I don't know who is going to make it through the Western Conference Finals. I am rooting for the Clippers.
Of course.
I'm rooting for them.
And you think it's going to be L-word Clippers Western Conference Finals?
Yes, I do think that.
And I don't, and I'm going to go to this baseball analogy. First of all, first baseball analogy. This Clipsman special is already a grand slam home run. Second analogy, the Subway Series, Mets, Yankees.
Yeah, classic.
The Mets have actually been to the World Series in the 21st century a couple of times, so they've got there. The Yankees have been there a handful of times. They obviously dominated in the 90s. It's so rare. It's so difficult.
Yeah.
It happened in the year 2000, and that's the only time it happened. It is really hard to pull off.
We want the hallway series.
I know now you we, want now, it. I don't want
listen,
it.
Listen, listen. Let me stop.
Let's go
when
about,
I say
back
we,
to the, yep.
we're the collective
sure,
NBA
the
fans.
The city of Los Angeles.
We as Clippers fans sure, don't want it because we know for a fact that we are barely a home team when we are at home playing nobody.
That being said,
although the fans
Clipper
were
Nation
great when we saw the Rockets
up,
game.
And Clipper Nation showed up last playoffs when we played the Warriors, we beat them all the time
so
in Oakland.
So you think that if the Lakers and the Clippers, sorry, the L word, you don't like to say the Lakers.
Not on my special holiday.
Do you think that if
Chris
our two
Wild Christmas.
Los Angeles teams played each other in the playoffs, don't you think that we would be outnumbered by fans 100%. Every single game?
L word, absolutely. I think it would be realistically 35-65.
So that's why we don't want it.
I don't want it.
But we both know that unless we beat the L word, as you say, in
sure.
the playoffs.
It's the dragon that we have to conquer.
Then there is an
monkey on our back.
For every LA. Oh, you didn't have to play us.
Oh, stop. You didn't
get
there.
You didn't have to play Jared Dudley. You didn't have to play Jared Dudley.
There's no asterisk in the NBA.
You don't have to play Kentavious Caldwell
Pope. KCP.
He's my third favorite Pope.
What's the guy's name that's so stupid that the L word loved?
Elmer Fudd?
Yeah. No, not Dudley. The number Caruso.
Oh God!
Isn't David Caruso the star of CSI Miami?
They like
Miami?
Him ironically.
Isn't David Caruso the star of CSI
bless his heart.
Miami?
Remember, David Caruso blew up CSI Miami so that he could go be a movie star.
And no, that was NYPD failed. Blue. That was NYPD Blue.
That's right.
Yeah. So you think? By the way, speaking of David Caruso leaving NYPD Blue to be a movie star, was
yes.
David Caruso in Space Jam 2? I doubt it.
No,
I doubt it because he's not easy on the eyes. By the way, neither is Anthony Davis. So ugly and weird. Shave that horrible thing off your face.
He did for a minute, right?
No, it was a gag. It was a joke.
No, he shaved it and he let it grow back in.
No, he did not. It was a joke. He never shaved that horrible thing off his stupid ugly face.
He sure is good. I don't like him.
All right, so I just don't think those guys are going to be healthy and ready. And I just think something's going to happen. I just think the jinx is on with that L word team.
Well, let me tell you what I think. I think that Kawhi Leonard doesn't care about the regular season.
No, he does not.
I think that
he plays with such reserve.
He understands the timing of the regular season and the postseason. I think that we're going to see these Clippers. It used to make me nuts in the heyday of the Lakers when people would say, like, well, they just weren't trying. And I would always yell, like, every NBA player is always trying. But we can
but
really see that there's a lack of urgency going on.
No, he just is leaving
that
in the tank.
I think we're gonna understand a lot after the All-Star break. We're going to understand a lot after that. We're going to see George and Kawhi Leonard in the All-Star game, obviously.
Sure. But I also think, Hank, we're going to more see it in round one than we will after the All-Star break. Because
your mom will.
Fair enough. The Clippers are number 3 in the NBA.
Yeah.
Number 2 in the West.
We know.
One in Los Angeles. We're a lock to be in the playoffs.
But we're only
number one in Los Angeles
because we beat the Lakers, or that's because of the home record? That's your...
They
have a better record.
We are 1-0 versus them head-to-head. We are better at Staples Center
than they have.
We have more wins at Staples Center than they do. We have less losses at Staples Center than they do.
But Chris,
we are the better
Los
Angeles basketball
team. This isn't Joe Prano or Sam Tripoli who are your guests and not disagreeing with you. The truth is the Lakers have a better record. That makes them better in LA.
No, they're better in the NBA record-wise
than us.
They are second best in Los Angeles record-wise playing at Staples Center.
Okay.
That's a fact.
I see your argument. They're the better team in LA.
You know what? I think you need to cool down and we need to hear from a very special holiday Netflix and chill.
Yes!
Get ready to cue up that theme song and there's more special Clipsmas guests after this.
Whoop.
First of all, Pat, the back-to-back threes, splash, splash, were so money. You were feeling it. How'd that feel in that moment, getting that second one especially?
Second one felt good. First one felt even better. A little mad about the last two. Thought those should have gone in as well, but I was open. Teammates found me, just shot it. Thank God it went in.
The thing that impresses me the most about you is, like, you just seem so even-keeled. Like, nothing gets you too high, nothing gets you too low. You're ready to play big minutes, you're ready to play small minutes, you're ready to play medium minutes. Like, is that you always? Is that something you've matured into?
Something I matured into. My role throughout my NBA career has changed from starting sometimes, being a key piece coming off the bench, to now just trying to develop a role on whatever team I'm on. Talking to the coaching staff, talking to my teammates, just making sure that I stay ready, make sure I'm always ready whenever my number and whenever my name is called upon. So just off the court, just making sure I'm focused, on court, just make sure I'm ready.
All right, now here comes the heavy stuff. This segment is called Pat Flicks and Chill.
Pat Flicks
it's
and Chill.
It's got a theme song.
I like it.
Okay.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Bum, spiggity, bum, spiggity, bum. And get ourselves a treat.
Pat Flicks and Chill. Because you are the biggest cinephile movie buff to ever put the Clippers uniform on, period.
And I like that.
So,
like that. I'll take that.
What'd you see recently? What was the last thing you saw in the theater? What's the last movie you saw?
Let's see, Queen and Slim.
Mm-hmm. Which you loved?
Which I loved.
You had the GPS issues, I remember that.
Yep, I'm forgetting his name, but it was about the bomber.
Richard Jewell.
Richard Jewell,
dude,
yeah.
The whole tag is they will remember his name, and you couldn't remember his name.
I always remember the last name. I always forget the first name. Because
Jewell.
Yeah.
You're like Tommy Jewell.
Yeah, that was a phenomenal movie.
It was.
That was very good, very good. So that was the last one I saw. I probably saw that 2 days ago.
What's a movie that, like, when you find out your friends haven't seen, you get upset?
Gladiator.
Is that like one of your favorites?
That's my all-time favorite movie.
Okay.
So if a person has not seen Gladiator, I don't know if I can be their friend.
I've seen it, by the way, so we can be
Thank
friends.
God, we can still talk.
Twice.
No, we're good. Yeah, we're good.
Did you notice that the stars of Uncut Gems were sitting center court, Adam Sandler and Kevin Garnett?
It's kind of hard not to see Kevin Garnett, you know, he's just so tall and he's right there sitting front row. But also Adam Sandler.
The Sandman.
I want to get him out there on the court because, like, in all his movies, he's shooting jump shots and he's knocking them down as if he's like Ray Allen or Reggie Miller. But it was definitely cool seeing those guys sitting courtside. Big fan of Adam, big fan of KG. So very appreciative that they could come out and watch.
Did you see Knives Out yet?
Seen Knives Out, yeah. And? Finally saw Knives Out. That was a solid movie.
Okay.
That was
I
a solid
see
movie.
It.
I finally saw it. Finally saw it. It took me long enough, but I saw it. So all I right. recommended everyone to see it. Friends, family. My mom went to the movies the other day. That's the first movie I told her to go see.
Final Pat Flicks and Chill question. What's the best Christmas movie of all time?
Elf. I'm sorry.
I say Die Hard.
Die Hard is good for us older folk. I love Bad Santa. I love Bad Santa.
Yeah.
I laugh every single time I watch that movie and cry, but Will Ferrell and Elf, some people may say Home Alone or Christmas Story, but
Elf, more laughs.
Elf is just, Will Ferrell, that movie is just so many one-liners you can take out of that.
Did you see The Irishman?
Saw The Irishman. I had to break it up in 2 days.
Yeah.
I had to break it up in 2 days.
I had to take a bathroom break.
Yeah. I applaud anyone who actually sat through and watched it nonstop and
didn't
take any breaks.
I actually watched it. I took one quick break, came back, and I felt like since I watched all 3+ hours, I was like, I should get a Golden Globe.
That's what I'm saying. You should. Anyone who sat through that entire 3.5-hour movie deserves some type of reward.
Some award. Yeah. Well, listen, man, you deserve an award, and Merry Christmas, Pat
Merry Christmas
Patterson.
To you, too, man.
I think Pat Patterson really likes the bit, Pat Flicks and Chill. I think he really likes
it.
It
seems like he enjoys it.
And I like the fact that when I asked him, you know, you seem so even keeled. I assumed he was like that his whole life. But I thought it was kind of cool that he evolved into that, and that's why he's a veteran.
Yeah.
I love Pat Patterson.
Yeah,
he's quickly becoming my favorite locker room interview.
Every player, if you go back to the movie Bull Durham.
Sure.
We have now seen
I love this. Go on.
Every sports interview.
It's the same.
Now goes into these tropes.
Yes.
Of, well, I'm
Hang
just thinking
our
about
hats
the big picture
defense,
and all these other things.
Play both sides of the floor.
And when Pat Patterson originally said to us at the preseason press conference, you know, I'm just going to do what
shoes.
I'm going to do what. Yeah, he did say that. We're going to get him on that later in the season.
He's going to wear the same.
He was yanking our chain, and we're going to call him on it later. But he did say all the things you're supposed to say about, well, I just want to be ready. I'm just here to play the way I'm supposed to play, whatever they need me to do. But the truth is, he went from being a starter to not playing to being a bench player, and he's still, you can still kind of count on him coming in.
100%.
And
hitting big threes.
Dropping threes when he needs to and having big defensive plays that don't show up on your stat sheet.
Well,
and people really like
hitting those threes shows up
people
on the stat
like
sheet.
To really,
he did it 2 home games in a row.
People really like to blow him off.
I love
it. And we talked about, when we got him, you and I, we talked about it on the Clipcast. It was one of my first Clipcasts where I said, I don't really know.
You didn't know about
him. It seems like there's some good chemistry with him and Paul George. They played together. We like that.
Right.
It seems like he can get hot.
Right.
But we've really enjoyed him.
Yeah, I think he's great.
Plus, and he loves movies and lives in L.A.
He's a movie buff. I haven't even dropped the fact that we're actors yet. That's going to blow his mind.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I'm going to offer him my SAG screeners on DVD. Yeah. I'm going to be like, hey, Pat.
That's illegal.
Well, I don't, you know, you want to rat me out, listener? 8 years. And on season 8, the one hater is like, I'm going to get Chris Wilde. He's going to slip.
I thought you were going to
He's going to slip.
Why don't you invite him to the Babysitter 2 premiere?
Oh, my God. If he was my plus one to Babysitter 2 premiere.
Get a plus two.
The best Clippers Christmas gift is the gift of Clippers basketball. So what you need to do is go on the Vivid Seats app. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. Fans are automatically enrolled in the Vivid Seats Rewards Loyalty Program when they do this every purchase, every Christmas gift. Purchase is backed by 100% buyer guarantee from the biggest games to the even bigger Clippers games. Vivid Seats has it all. Download the app and join the Vivid Seats Rewards Loyalty Program today. And when it's time to buy, new users enter promo code OVERTIME at checkout to receive a discount of up to $100. That promo code is OVERTIME, all caps, all one word. Merry Clipsmas.
Go to the game before and
say, Pat
Patterson.
I am one of the stars of Babysitter 2 coming to Netflix.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If you went to Mick G, the director of Babysitter 2.
I've worked with him so many times.
And said, Mick G.
Yeah.
I'm the host of a Clippers podcast. No, the first and best Clippers podcast. Pat Patterson is a player.
It's not the first. Longest running. First was the Loaded Clip. Hats off.
Oh, shout out. Shout out to the Loaded Clip.
My favorite Clippers podcast ever besides this one. Number two ever is Loaded Clip.
And since we haven't said it, due respect to the Clips Nation podcasts who are in duress right now. Like, we love them. And Locked On Clippers is one of my favorite podcasts.
Yeah, I didn't realize Locked On Clippers was Clips Nation.
It's a bummer, dude.
Especially for that.
They're going to get hot again. But let me say this.
Yes, I want to go back to that.
Couldn't you go to McG and say, hey, Clippers
player,
absolutely. Pat Patterson and his wife.
Is a movie buff.
Can you please give me a plus three for this
premiere? Just invite him and his beautiful wife, and he would go.
Come on.
Yeah, it's the only problem.
And when you say beautiful, his beautiful wife, do you mean me?
No, you're my handsome husband. I believe it's going to be a Halloween movie, and, you know, they're going to be playing basketball. But hopefully it works out that it's, you know, he can go. Anyway, that's a great bit. If I can go back to the Clips Nation thing real quick. I didn't realize that Locked On Clips was a part of Clips Nation. I thought it was a separate entity. I think they'll be fine. They may have to change their name. Speaking of, the Lob to Jam the podcast.
Yeah.
You got to change your name anyway. It's not Lob City. First of all, that's a Lob City thing.
Buddy,
second of all,
buddy,
that's Ralph Lawler.
Look, when you're a storied, respected podcast.
Oh, stop.
That
like is the
Lob
biggest
the Jam,
oxymoron.
The podcast, you don't change your title just because the team changes. Look, what if you were a podcast that came in and you were like with the Buffalo Braves podcast and you became the Clippers? You wouldn't change it.
That's like saying
they're beloved.
What did you say? A storied, respected.
Yes.
And then you said podcast?
Come on, buddy.
That's like, what if you're a storied, respected, homeless
well,
guy?
A week ago.
Beat up boot.
A week ago, you launched out 50 tweets about your history as a Clippers fan.
Yeah,
and what if? And that was a storied and respected history as a Clippers fan.
There is no such thing as a storied, respected podcast.
You're being contrarian.
I'm not being a contrarian.
You literally posted all those tweets because you respect your own podcast.
I get nostalgic at the holidays.
And while we're at it, this is the perfect moment to say,
toot toot. Darn you to heck.
Toot toot.
I will say bad words.
You're tooting your own horn that you're tooting your own tweets. You won't say that a podcast can have a storied and respected past.
I know it's the holidays, but sham you right out of this
land. Oh, gosh darn it. How dare you?
Sham your whole land.
By the way, Joe Prano is a dear friend of the show, but what a foul mouth. He said.
Oh, my gosh. I had to beep him
so many bleeps.
He was worse than Melissa Stettin from the Pistol Shrimps.
He was. You know who I thought would be much worse?
Sam Tripoli.
Who was it?
He was a gentleman. I think I only had to bleep him once.
Are you checking your Twitter feed right now while we're doing the podcast?
I want to read from the storied, respected podcast.
Oh, my gosh. You're a turd bird.
No, but it is not. I think it was a nice, nostalgic trip.
It was that. But why are you saying that that is a storied, respected past as a Clippers fan?
Look,
but the Lob the Jam the podcast is not like a...
Okay, so here's my thing. The Lob the Jam the podcast. That's what
shout
Ralph,
out. Shout out to the Lob the Jam, the podcast.
Rob
podcast.
And
shout
Shap,
out to Locked On.
Sham, I think it's
shout
Shap.
Out to all the bloggers and vloggers and podcasters from
Clips Nation.
That whole Clips Nation,
dude,
man.
Be back.
It's a bummer, dude.
They're gonna be.
And by the way, you guys
find
your home. Get your home, get your website up, and we're going to pitch to you too.
Absolutely, and we'll retweet you every day of the week. You guys just like, you're going to find a better situation, and you're going to be back from being defunct. So I want to read this like nostalgic holiday Clipsmas trip down memory lane.
No, don't
real
read
quick.
The whole thread. It's so, don't read it. Don't read it. Come on, buddy. We're talking
if,
about the.
What if I did it in my Santa voice?
Oh, God, I don't want to do this. We all, they can all, shit. Read some of it. Read your highlights.
I should read the whole thing.
It's
only no, 6 or 7
it's
tweets.
So, come on.
It's the holidays.
It's the holidays, so we should be used to our relatives reading boring stuff to us.
It's like, this is my grace.
Gross.
Should I tell
this
a spoiler?
Is gross.
There's two more Clipper celebrities coming up. Should I spoil it?
Maybe we should instead throw to them instead of you reading your tweets that everyone has seen.
All right, here's Noah Eagle, the voice of the Clippers.
Hey there, everybody. Noah Eagle, voice of the LA Clippers. Just want to wish you a merry, merry Clipsmas.
Merry Clipsmas.
That's right. Merry Clipsmas, everybody. This should be a fun one. We've got plenty in store. Lakers Clippers. Doesn't get much better.
It's a great Clipsmas gift.
It is.
The Clipsmas tree.
It's the perfect Clipsmas miracle. Hopefully a win as well.
That's right. And hopefully a co-violent night for the Lakers.
You see, you've outdone me already. So now
I'm sorry.
No. Don't apologize. Don't apologize. You've got a gift.
Thank you.
You have a gift.
And hopefully the Clipper Nation will get a gift with a W on Christmas.
That we absolutely agree with.
Hey, you're having a great season. Keep up the great work.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You and I have been Clipper fans a long, long time.
Oh, my gosh. So long.
As long as Clipper Darryl. I think we started the same season.
That's nice.
It's really... You when we first were Clipper fans
yes.
together,
yeah.
you actually loved the Lakers. You were a Laker and Clipper
yeah.
fan.
During the three-peat of Kobe and
Shaq.
I moved to L.A.
In 97-ish.
Was a Clippers fan.
Really?
They did not have a TV deal, and I could not afford tickets. And my roommate, Scott
yes,
Leggett,
no, deal.
Not a real TV deal. They did not have a full TV deal.
Oh, stop.
My roommate and I, Scott Leggett, became Lakers fans. And
because they're easier to watch.
Follow them through the three-peat. And also,
right.
I was from Florida, hey. So Shaq was a guy I was really following
Orlando,
anyway.
Orlando, yep.
So we rooted for them and cheered for them and
you
all of that.
You rooted for the home team.
But when we got, you, when I called you and said, oh my gosh, dude, I just booked my first national commercial. I was 30.
Right.
We it's the cheapest ticket in the NBA. Let's get season tickets.
Well, we went to see that Darius Miles, Quentin Richardson.
Yeah, but it's also
Corey
very
Maggette,
difficult.
EB, Lamar
it's
Odom.
Very. I would challenge any
young
LA.
Fun,
I would charge
run and gun team.
Yes,
we loved them. We rooted our faces off, and we immediately got season tickets as
yes.
soon as we could.
Yes,
and
but
they
I would
traded
challenge.
Andre
I would
Miller
challenge any
for Darius Miles.
I would challenge
mistake.
Any LA Chargers. Fan who became a fan because the Chargers came here,
right?
To get Rams season tickets,
right?
And stay a Chargers fan, like
exactly.
You get Clippers,
exactly.
You get
my
season
point.
Tickets to a team,
but I'll tell you something
and five
different.
Tickets,
Hank.
Five seasons later,
yeah.
Of away fans dogging you,
yes,
and frankly, Lakers fans calling you F word and other terrible things,
horrible things,
terrible.
That's my point.
Really dark things.
That's my point.
You,
if you were, you are Rams. You were a Rams.
But now I will
holder.
Tell you that I love all the home teams, but
sure.
I don't love the Chargers.
Right, and you also don't love the Lakers. You don't. You really don't, Hank. Because you want to know why? You used to love them.
I did.
You loved them. You
really
rooted
did.
For them.
I really did. I don't root against them now, except when they play the Clippers.
And
but I don't love them.
Like the year that the Celtics beat them in 2008.
Yeah.
That was like a weird, like, you kind of wanted them to win, but you also kind of wanted them to lose. I fully was rooting for the Celtics.
It was really hard not to root for the Celtics.
For the Celtics, yeah.
Yeah.
But in 2000, you're rooting.
It was the deepest part of our Clippers
You're rooting
fandom.
For the Lakers over the Sixers and Allen Iverson, for example. AI. You were rooting for the Lakers over AI and the Sixers. And
I was, but
I don't
also,
remember who
I
they beat
AI.
In the middle. I don't remember who they beat in the middle. And then they beat the Indiana Pacers and Reggie Miller.
Easy.
And you were rooting for the Lakers
yes.
full-throatedly.
Yeah.
And then we became Clippers season ticket holders. And I remember this vividly. You still like the Lakers. And
I
when
did.
The Lakers came to town.
I did. Full
came
truth.
To town, air quotes.
Full admission, Clippers fans.
You
it's
were
true.
Legitimately torn. You were like, well, I just want to see a good game. And
yeah.
And then, like you said, when you become a season ticket holder, especially for the NBA, because there's 41 games, even more so than the 8-game NFL season.
It's somehow even harder when it's a team.
You love the guys more than watching them on TV.
It's even harder when they're not winning. Like, you root for them and you love them. And then an away team comes in that is so good. It wasn't that we were getting barely beat by a not that great Lakers team. A really great Lakers team was coming in and rubbing our noses in it.
The fans were horrible.
Really mean.
And despicable.
Nasty.
Pointing at the banners. This is our house. Cursing.
And we're losing by 30, by the way.
I know. Just like, and we literally, you and I are literal handkerchief carrying gentlemen.
Yeah.
And we're literally like, guys, relax. We know you have, at the time, 15 banners? 14? I don't know. Regardless.
A lot.
More than us.
Less if you don't count Minneapolis.
I don't count them. They have 11 in LA. They have 11 in Los Angeles. So Kobe got 5, I believe.
I mean, should Oklahoma City really count what happened in Seattle? Should they really?
No. They turn their back on that. Should they really? Seattle deserves a
P.S.
team.
They didn't do anything in Seattle.
You know, my dream is that the Lakers move back to Minneapolis, but that's for another podcast.
That's so funny because so many Laker fans are like, go back to Seattle,
Clippers, which we've never been from. Right. Go back to San Diego.
And Buffalo does not want a basketball team.
Buffalo doesn't even want a football team.
My wife's family is from there, and I love them, and I love the area, but I don't want the Clippers to go there.
No, and they're not going anywhere because it's the basketball capital of the universe. It's the top two teams in the West are both playing the same house. I cannot wait to get out of that dusty coffin Staples Center. And I think we will win a couple chips at least at that building before we go to Inglewood. I just want to get to the Western Conference Finals, Hank. We've never seen it. We've never seen them win round two. I will cry when we go to the Western Conference Finals. I always respect every minute in the playoffs because for many, many years, we just only got there that 1 year in 2006.
Chris, for many, many years, we would talk about, oh, buddy, we're only 8 games under 500 at home.
Yeah, I know. I remember. If we can just win 9 in a row at home in
December. We can do it. Now, listen, let's talk about Christmas. Let's talk about Christmas Day. It's a couple of days away.
I think that the Clippers and the Lakers, the L word, have such a fascinating.
You said it.
I know. It's Christmas. It's Clipsmas. It's not Lakers.
What's especially fascinating about the Clippers and the Lakers
hate relationship.
Is that, first of all, the Lakers are not our rivals.
Well, now, they're division rivals.
Now, we have had many young fans who don't know the history of basketball come into Staples wearing, honestly, we've had Laker fans show up at Clippers games wearing Grizzlies shirts to try to root for the Grizzlies to hate on us.
Right,
but
I remember
the truth
that.
Is, the Clippers rival.
So just real quick.
The Clippers,
are playing Grizzlies. And Laker fans come wearing a Grizzly T-shirt
that they printed on their computer,
and they don't even know anyone on the team.
And they're yelling, "You're our rival!"
Yes.
And the 60-year-old fan in the row in front of us yells, "The Celtics are," and he's a Lakers fan also.
Yeah.
The Celtics are the Lakers' rivals.
Right.
And frankly, the Golden State Warriors are the Clippers' rivals.
Agreed.
Now, there's no argument that we are both in the same city.
Yes.
And so the Lakers feel especially salty because the Clippers got decent while the Lakers got terrible.
The Clippers have owned the Lakers for the past 8 years.
That is true.
It's playing
psychological mind
games
with them. But the Lakers are not our rivals. Now, Clippers want to beat the Lakers.
Well, that's a great
because they're so great with such a storied history, and they've ragged on us so hard.
Why are the Celtics the Lakers' rivals?
But the Lakers care more.
Why are the Lakers the Celtics' rivals? Because of playoff matchups.
No, because of championships.
That's what I'm saying. Matchups in the playoffs. That's how you become a rival.
Not in the postseason, in the finals exclusively.
No, playoffs. Same thing. We're saying the same thing.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
The finals are not the playoffs. They're the finals.
Oh, fine. Finals matchups.
You play off to the finals.
That's what I'm saying. That's how you get your rival, is meeting them multiple times in the playoffs or the finals. By the way, the finals are the playoffs.
Lead up to the finals.
That's a weird thing to disagree on.
No, it's the truth.
Fine. Our rivals are the teams we've played
the most in the
playoffs.
The NBA playoffs logo is different from the NBA finals logo. The playoffs, you play off all the different teams to get to the finals.
Right.
You see my argument?
Sort of.
This is the worst moment in Clipcast history that I've been a part of.
Okay, I was going to say, when Jag did the MeUndies commercial, it was the worst thing that's ever happened to me. I'm sorry I bring it up. For all you diehard Clipcast fans, when Jag did the MeUndies commercial was the worst moment for your ears in the history of listening in the history of listening to things. Toot, toot.
What? What?
Was that a backwards toot, toot?
I think so. I don't know. I tried it.
So, like, just off the top of your head, who have the Clippers played the most in the playoffs? It's not a ton because we've only been there like a dozen times.
It's got to be either the Grizzlies or the
Spurs.
The Warriors.
We played twice. The Warriors, we played twice.
We haven't played that many teams significantly because frankly, injuries have eaten us to pieces.
Yeah, we played the Jazz. We played the Blazers.
But the truth is that here's my hot take about the Lakers-Clippers
rivalry.
Quote-unquote rivalry. Is that the Lakers don't care about beating us as much as they care about losing to us.
And so
I think that they are far more concerned about the fact that they have lost to the Clippers so much. I'm sorry if that blows out your volume more than the Vivid Seats commercials. But they're
Adam and Eve commercial is the loudest thing
good,
ever.
Good, sexy. But I think
50% off.
I don't think that Lakers fans are salty because they want to beat the Clippers so bad. They're salty because the Clippers have owned them so hard
for 8 years.
It has nothing to do with wanting to beat us. They just are tired of losing to us.
And they have lost to us a lot. And they hate when we get in their grill about it. And the reason we get in their grill about it, the reason I always chime into these Twitter flame wars, and P.S., hot take, my New Year's resolution, is no flame wars.
That's a lie.
I swear to God, I'm not going to do it
whatever.
In 2020. No flame wars in
now,
2020.
Now, I want to say this, Clippers fans.
No flame wars.
Chris Kawild said to me one year, my New Year's resolution is to not run unless I am afraid.
Yes, I will only run fear-induced.
And so for an entire year.
Calendar year.
He would get caught in crosswalks at intersections, crossing downtown streets to get to Staples Center.
Right.
And would get caught in them with cars honking and would not run.
I would have run right across.
But you purposefully did not run. And I feel sure
year.
You probably lost a year off your life from not exercising. If I had to guess.
Yeah. No, I was surfing.
But you also then made a resolution. If I'm looking for resolutions, I'm trying to back up your resolution.
Dude, I did no haircuts.
There was another one, no haircuts.
No,
you
blue
didn't
jeans.
Cut your hair.
Yep. For one.
And you
full
got
year.
Long, long hair, and yeah. there's video proof of it.
Dude, there's two movies, All's Fair in Love and The Revenant. I was in The Revenant, not Leonardo DiCaprio's The Revenant. So
no, the good one.
I was in A Revenant. Maybe not The Revenant, but I was in The Original Revenant, which is great, by the way.
A Revenant.
I was in A Revenant. It's a great movie. I'm number two on the call sheet. You should watch this. Anyway,
it stars fan of the show, David Anders.
Crazy.
Co-stars.
Yes, it's a two-hander. Crazy Trailblazers fan, David Anders, next level. But I'm going to tell you something. My New Year's resolution in 2020 is no flame wars. And I think, personally...
Yes. You don't know what that means.
Dude,
you can't stop digging it, people.
I'm going to be scary good in a better situation after that. In 2020, I think I'm going to be in a scary... I think my whole just overall being is going to be scary good because I'm going to be in a better situation. Because flame
just emotionally.
Wars... Flame wars will be now defunct.
Be done. And the Clippers are taking the high road.
That's right.
We're going to go into the All-Star break with two All-Stars. Now, frankly...
We might get three or four.
We
might get
there's
three
a real
four.
Argument for Montrezl Harrell being a coach's pick.
All-Star.
Into the All-Stars.
We might get three or four. We might get... Lou Williams might get it.
Wait, here's the thing. Lou and Trez will not get voted
in. You think it'll split?
By fans? No, I don't think it'll split.
Well, let's talk about
it. I think they
it.
Won't get in by fans.
Oh, no, they're definitely not getting
and
in by
I think
fans.
The coaches will pick one. And at this point, Montrez is way ahead of Lou in the sixth man votes this year just because he's new money.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level. The who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Is the starting
new shine?
Who
Who starts in the All-Star game? Fan pick. It's not, but it's a weird thing they do now.
I can't pick the fan pick.
I'm guessing the West starters are guards, are
Harden,
100%. I don't know.
Are you a balloon letting air out of it?
Is it Dame Lillard? Is it Russell Westbrook?
It's tough, man. It's not.
I don't know.
Is it? Here's the terrifying part.
And then the because three forwards, LeBron James, because it's a dumb, Anthony Davis.
Listen, first of all,
maybe only one of
first
our
first of all, LeBron James been starters. Playing point guard. LeBron Oof. James been playing point guard.
If they put LeBron James in the backcourt,
they should.
And then it's James Harden, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George. That would be awesome. Like when it was Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, Kobe Bryant, and Andrew Bynum. When they had
remember
centers.
Him.
I don't.
Before he blew up his whole career.
I have no memory of him.
Here's the sad part, is that there's still an off chance that Steph Curry gets All-Star votes.
Oh, stop,
but they've
Curry.
Just they've literally just fallen away.
Their
they've
team
disappeared.
Tank. Their team tank. Isn't he injured?
Yeah.
Oh,
but that there's been there have been a lot of injured players that have made the All-Star
no,
starters.
No, you can't. You can't.
You
play.
Can. You
no,
can you get cannot. Voted in by the fans. Yes, you can.
No, you cannot. Not
yes, you can.
No, you can't.
There's a guard.
No, you cannot. If you're injured, you cannot play.
Toot, toot.
You cannot play if you're injured.
No, you can't play, but you can get voted in.
And then it doesn't count. And then they go to the third most backcourt votes. Does that make sense?
So then Derek Walton Jr. gets the start. I love him so much.
He has been on the show just in the background when I interviewed Fees, like, where's my love?
Oh my gosh, you got to interview him.
And he was like, and I wanted to go in.
Let's go
and
get
I
him
said,
next
I'm going to interview him next. And then he, poof.
When we're back from the holidays, let's grab him and talk to him.
All right, so Christmas Day, it's coming up. NBA preview.
Okay, here
let's
we go.
Let's pick here we go. The whole day. Who do you think's going to win? Building up to L-word Clippers. But first, let's hear from our good pal, Clipper Darryl.
Hey, man, I want to wish Clipper Nation, man, a very Merry Christmas, man, a prosperous New Year.
Thank you, Clipper Darryl. What are you doing for Christmas besides watching the Clippers beat the Lakers?
Man, bro, be with my dad, man, on that day, man, you know.
Absolutely. That's not a Clipper home game, so you're not going to be there, right?
Oh, I was going to be here, but, you know, since my father just got diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
So I gotta
be with family.
I'm gonna be with him.
He's in my prayers, as are you and your entire family.
Appreciate that.
Merry Christmas, Clipper Darryl.
Thank you.
Somber news and prayers up for Clipper Darryl's father.
It's tough, man, especially at the holidays. We love you, Clipper Darryl. You've been around as long as we have.
Keep your chin up, man.
I think of you as a friend, man, and a brother, and I'm sorry to hear about your family's troubles, brother.
And we know that Clipper Darryl's love affair with the Clippers started because he was fired from a job. He was in a very, very low place, and he turned to the Clippers because he thought, this is a team I can relate to.
Yep.
They were down on their dumps, they're down on their luck, whatever, at the time, and he turned to them. So hopefully, Clipper Darryl, you can find your joy this Christmas with the Clippers and know that all of Clipper Nation is praying for you.
And hey, you know what? Clipper Darryl hangs at the games and has a great time and cheers and yells. Maybe once in a while, clap him on the back and say, we love you, Darryl.
We're thinking about you.
Yeah. Christmas Day.
Christmas picks.
Woof. It starts at 9 a.m. L.A. time, baby. That's where
Merry
I'll be.
Merry Picksmas.
I'm in L.A.
I'll be in New Jersey. You know what we're going to do?
Instead of toot-toot, it's poop-poop.
We get real PO'd if we don't have coal in the stocking. You know what I mean? Over
you
here.
Prefer it.
We prefer it. Too much with the paper and the tape. And
oh, the gifts and
the
nice
unwrapping.
Oh, the candy.
I got a place for your Yule log right here, pal.
I'm so glad I don't live there.
Nope, very few live there.
I'm so glad you don't live there, Chris. Merry
they
Christmas.
They reside there. Thank you.
Merry Christmas. I'm glad you live in Los Angeles.
Me too, buddy. Merry Christmas
Let's
to
talk
you.
About these matchups.
All right. 2020, celebrating 22 years in Los Angeles for this guy.
Wow, crazy.
What a wild trip, man. All right, so here we go. 9 a.m. Pacific time, noon East Coast time. And to all our global listeners, whatever time it is in your silly...
Something, some Greenwich Mean Time.
Whatever
what
time
do they mean?
It is.
Time
in
doesn't
your
mean anything.
Silly country that doesn't matter. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm prepping for New Jersey, just being a real jerk.
Just a real jerk.
Grinch, if you will. Okay, so first up. I thought the Clippers L-word was the last game, and I was wrong. It's
no,
the fourth
no.
out
we'll
of
get
five.
There, though. We'll get there, though.
First up, Boston Celtics versus the champs.
Here's the thing.
I have writ off the Raptors
in the Western Conference, but they will win this game. They'll beat the Celtics.
What are you talking about, writ off in the Western? Oh, so when they play the West?
Yeah, when they play us, it won't matter.
No, they beat the Elwood.
Sorry. I'm misspeaking. I've written them off in the Eastern Conference,
folks,
but they will beat the Celtics.
Can I honestly just give you a Christmas truth? I don't want to lie to you guys on Christmas. We have been dipping into the eggnog.
A little bit.
No, that's not a truth.
A lot of bit in the Christmas eggnog.
Well,
I have written off the Raptors for making the Eastern Conference.
They're playing so well.
But they're not going to make the finals.
They're the champs.
But they are going to beat the Celtics to start off Christmas Day. Yes,
I disagree. I think the Celtics are going to win.
Oh, you think the Celtics are going to win? Do you think the Raptors are going to make the finals?
The NBA Finals?
Yeah.
No, not possible.
No, the Bucks.
Not possible.
Yeah.
Not possible.
Okay, good.
I told you it's going to be the Brooklyn Nets.
You're an idiot.
I am proud of it. Celtics beat the Raptors. You say Raptors beat the Celtics.
I do say that.
And hats off to the...
But I say that...
Champs are playing great. They came into L.A. and beat the L-word.
I will reiterate...
Too much eggnog for you to say reiterate.
I will reiterate what I said earlier.
I handle my eggnog. Reiterate.
I believe that the Celtics will do better than the Raptors
in the long run.
But the Raptors are going to beat the Celtics on the day.
And it's a Toronto home game anyway. Jurassic Park on Christmas anyway. Moving on, Bucks Sixers. Who do you like?
Bucks.
I want to just be a contrarian.
I wasn't
to
the last
disagree
pick.
With you.
Why not?
I'm going Bucks.
You kind of
you
got to
go Bucks.
You're crazy good.
Again, it's a home game and the Sixers have the best home record in the league.
He's legit good.
They're going to lose. The Bucks are going to beat. Although Joel Embiid versus Greek Freak is a great matchup.
Now, here's a really tough call.
And that's the first game on ABC.
Who
ESPN.
Wins? Rockets, who beat the Clippers last week, or the Warriors, who were formerly a basketball team?
You know what actually shocks me that they kept that on the schedule? They like put.
Why wouldn't they change it?
Put the Hornets in.
I
would rather watch the Rockets play the Nets or the Hornets.
I would rather watch 45 minutes of James Harden grooming his beard.
I would rather watch that horrible live in front of a studio audience version of Good Times that I almost puked when I watched.
I would rather watch Russell Westbrook host the new newlywed game.
P.S. The Jeffersons one with Jamie Foxx was great.
Good.
The Good Times
one.
Oh,
you said it was great. That was good.
Horrible. On All in the Family, the most recent one was very good. Anyway, all right. I divert.
Now let's skip ahead.
Rockets, Warriors, obviously Rockets.
Obviously,
Rockets
all day.
Let's
skip ahead a game into the final game.
The final game on
ESPN. Pelicans, Nuggets, the Nuggets.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Why even have the Pels and the Warriors play on Christmas? That's a huge misstep. But I get it. They did that before. Nah, we all knew. Anyway,
let's talk about Clippers-Lakers.
Clippers-Lakers.
Now listen,
the final
man.
Game on network television.
Now listen.
Listen.
When we played,
I'm listening.
When we played the Lakers.
L-word. 1-0.
The big argument is, we said this earlier.
You said it. I didn't.
LeBron James was not the full game.
Oh, yes, he was.
Status. But we literally did not have Paul George and have not had our team fully active all season.
May I quote
now, I will
Indiana
tell you,
Jones?
I'm concerned by what I saw last week versus the Rockets.
Okay.
I'm concerned.
But we lost the lead. We lost a very healthy lead.
Now, if you were asking me, this is a take you're not going to like.
May I quote Indiana Jones really quick before you go on? It's not the years, it's the mileage.
If you were asking me who has who I would bet on 2-on-2, the Stars, I would have a hard time deciding between our stars and their stars. I think that Anthony Davis has been on a crazy tear.
Fine.
How many 50-point games have our stars had?
They didn't need to.
How many times has anyone said that Kawhi or Paul George are the best player in our era? But I think
people say that about Kawhi.
Are so much deeper.
Oh, my God. Deeper. Tougher.
We're so much
smarter.
Deeper. It's not...
Better coached.
Like, they really don't have the kind of bench we have.
Did you hear Paul George?
But I'm going to tell you that I think it's a close game.
Disagree.
And that our final score, we may be further ahead than the game really indicates.
Fair enough.
But I think we win. I do think we win.
I know we win.
But I think it's tight. You think it's not that.
I think it's
a blowout.
I don't know that it's a blowout, but I think it's a double-digit win.
I just don't think we're there yet to, like, blow teams out that are not terrible. I just don't.
We've blown out very good teams. We blew out the champs.
We lose to terrible teams.
We blowed out. I'm saying now blowed out instead of blew out.
You need to go get your blowout before Christmas with your long hair.
I will. We blowed out the champs. We blow it out Indiana in Indiana. The L word went to Indiana and lost. We blow out good teams.
Indiana's a fine team.
It's a good team.
It's a fine team.
Look, the L word played the Bucks and lost. The L word played the Clippers and lost.
We also played the Clippers and lost. Wait a second.
We are the Clippers, you dingbat. We played the L word and won. We played the Bucks and, yeah, we got swept. But look, our stars weren't there for that one Bucks loss, and then they were there.
Do you think we're one of those teams that plays to the competition, and so we lose to the bad teams and we play great to the good teams?
They do okay versus the great teams. The L word does.
They're number one in the league.
They're
number one in the West.
Thank you.
They're number one in the West.
They play phenomenally versus the trash teams. They are undefeated versus trash, which is my tip of my Clipper cap.
We're not. I wish we were.
I wish we were too. They're undefeated versus trash.
But we sit. We also
we are better than them.
We've had more back-to-backs
versus the over 500 teams. That is a fact. We're better versus winning teams than they are.
And we've played more back-to-backs.
We're deeper. They have a lot more back-to-backs coming up after the holidays.
Good.
They have a lot more great teams coming up. They haven't played the Sixers yet. They haven't played the Celtics yet. They haven't played so many good squads yet. They haven't played the Rockets yet. We've already played the Rockets three times, twice. I don't remember. Regardless. We are going to win.
What's your call for the game?
Wait.
Score. Let's pick scores.
Okay. Oh, I want to look at what the game one score was. I know we won by like
you can,
10 or 11.
Because we don't have computers in our pockets.
I'm not going to do it. I don't care. It's Christmas. So I'm trying to think of some Christmas code. 1225. So 125. Oh, my God. That's a high-scoring game.
It's a high-scoring game, but it's possible.
It's very possible. Haven't we gotten like we got a buck 50 twice. We got a buck 50 twice.
125.
1225. 125 to 114. That is an 11-point W.
And
you don't see Kawhi in the fourth quarter because that is when Derek Walton Jr. puts on a show with Fee and Terrence Mann and Motley.
I think we win 113 to 111.
Fair enough. I'll take
it. Hold on. I want to text this to us so we remember it.
Well, yeah, we're recording this.
I'll never listen.
What are you...
How would I ever listen to it?
What'd you think
on
of
on Apple Podcasts and all the other places you can listen to our podcast?
Wherever.
Vivid Seats.
Wherever storied and rich podcasts can be heard.
I said 111 to 113, and you said what?
125 to 114.
We both picked
it. Put that in your Santa's pipe and smoke it. Didn't Santa smoke a pipe?
Yes.
I had my kerchief and her in her cap
and
or something.
So did Frosty the Snowman, a corncob pipe and a button nose.
You cannot smoke if you're made of snow.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't. You're going to melt.
Smoke's not hot.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah, but it's in your pipe, not in your snow.
Smoke, that's enough. You told me today on the show, on the Christmas special, that the finals aren't the playoffs.
They're not.
And that smoke isn't hot.
It's a totally different logo, the NBA finals from the NBA playoffs, Clippers fans.
Oh,
tell them.
My God, you are getting nothing but coal from me this year.
These are real takes. These are not hot takes.
It's not hot like fire, but smoke is cold.
Smoke is not necessarily hot.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, I'm your best friend. What's that say about you, you dumb elf?
All right, so I want to end the show.
You sure do.
It was great. I thought it was great. I thought it was the best show we've done this week.
Yeah, I want to say really quickly.
Yeah.
We came into the show thinking that we would really analyze the matchup. But
and
the truth is...
We just carried on.
We just don't know when it comes to the Clippers and the Lakers. We don't know. It's early enough in the season... that we don't know what team ever shows up anytime.
We really
know that.
I think the L word tries so hard to beat us, and I think game one they got in their own way, and they just choked and they lost. Last season we split the season series, which was the first time we split the season series in like 8 years. We usually own them. Last season it was 2-2. They beat us in OT last year. They haven't beat us this season. I don't think they beat us this game. I really don't. I think we're deeper. I think we're better coached. Real quick before I let you go, I loved what Paul George said about Frank Vogel. Somebody asked him about what was Frank Vogel like as a coach, and Paul George just basically threw him under the bus and said, well, you know, I learned a lot because he just threw me out there, and I just,
oh my gosh,
trial by fire, he just put me out there, and that's the best way to learn is experience.
Aww.
He did not say, I loved his X's and O's. He prepped me for every game. He literally goes, well, he just threw me out there, and I guess I had to learn on my own. I mean, it was awesome the way PG-13 threw Frank Vogel, who is not that great a coach, under the Genie bus.
Can okay. I say one more thing really quickly?
Yes.
There's a point that the Locked On Clippers guys have been making all week, which is if you love your podcast, your writers, your sports writers, share their content. We hope that you share the Lob the Jam, the podcast. We hope that you share Locked On Clippers. We hope that you share Clipcast. If you love our Clipcast, if you love what we're
How
doing,
dare you
share
not
it out there. Throw it out there.
The storied podcast Clip City. Jovan Buha.
Look, Jovan doesn't need our help, but we love Jovan. We love Tomer.
There's a couple others out there, too.
Hoop
Ball. There's a podcast called Hoop Ball.
We obviously love Farbod the most. He's our son.
A podcast,
he's our sweet son, though.
Why doesn't he have a
if you, hey, listen, you love these Clippers podcasts. Help
share
them get
them,
their
man.
Word out there. Share them. Share
Five
us.
Five star them all.
Five star us.
Follow them.
Five star them all.
Them.
And good luck to all the Clips Nation podcasts out there as they find their new home. We'll be there to support them.
I think they're called like 213.com now or something.
Hot.
Whatever. You know, Clipcast actually used to be on Clips Nation like back in the day when it was run by Steve Perrin.
Well, we love him.
Oh, Clipper Steve, his name
Clippers
was.
Clippers fans, have Clipper a wonderful
Steve,
Christmas.
Steve Perrin Kwanzaa. Wanted to sell at Clipper Steve to Steve Ballmer. He even mentioned it at Steve Ballmer's press conference.
And Steve Ballmer said, I'll kill you. I'll eat your babies.
Did you see Steve Ballmer in The Simpsons last week?
No.
I'll watch it.
I'll watch it on the drive home while I'm driving my car.
Please don't.
I'll watch the phone with my
Steve
phone right
Ballmer
on my face.
And Monty Burns are buddies because they're so super rich.
Don't give me, I don't like spoilers.
Oh, stop.
Here's a spoiler.
All right, so no.
Luke is Darth Vader's son.
No! All right.
Clippers fans, Merry Christmas. Happy
Christmas.
Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah. We love you.
Happy
Thank
holidays.
You for your listens. Thank you for your support. We're excited to
but
jump back in with a real basketball analysis podcast next time.
Next year.
But this has been fun to mess around.
What do? Do you sound the horn? Do you sound the jingling bells?
Doot, doot.
God damn it. Oh, sham it.
Always Christmas time in Redondo Beach. The sun and sand are within our reach. No, there won't be snow falling on our home. Just a perfect white Christmas foam.
Dip, 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 dip.
Santa drives by on his electric sleigh. There's always perfect syrup on Christmas Day. And Frosty never melts, he's made of porcelain. And the reindeer here have the dogs all thin.
Redondo, Redondo, Redondo. Never any snow in Redondo. Redondo, Redondo. Never any snow in Redondo.
Always Christmas time in Redondo Beach. The sun and sand are within our reach. No, there won't be snow falling on our home. Just a perfect white Christmas for.